Hello. It's 4 o'clock. I like to start on time. Thank you, everyone who's here today. I would like the members of the board to go around and introduce themselves. My name is Catherine Kostelnik.
I'm Eileen Baker.
The circle.
Campbell.
It's the rhythm.
Hi, I'm Randy Tate. I'm from the Park and Tree Commission.
Thank you so much. Okay, first order of business is the main meeting minutes. That's the last time that we met. Do I have a motion to approve the
minutes? Eileen, I make a motion to approve the May meeting minutes.
Do I have a second?
Campbell, second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. The meeting's minutes pass. Okay. Our regular agenda today, we have two items on the agenda, so this won't be a very lengthy meeting. For those of you who know me, I like to keep things moving along. Kelly, if you'll start with us, please.
Okie dokie. So the first application is a request for approval to make the basketball court to name the basketball court in Crawford Square after Larry Gator River. So the honoree was born in 1949 here in Savannah. He unfortunately dropped out of school at 14, but was encouraged to go back. He would go back and play basketball at Beach Institute before going on to play collegiate basketball in Missouri. In 1973, he would join the Harlem Globetrotters and play with him for about 16 years. After retiring, he moved back to Missouri and founded the Gator Ball Academy in St. Joseph's. He remained there for a little bit and then moved back to Savannah in 2008, where he continued his community service efforts. In 2020, he was elected to the Chatham County Board of Commissioners. He unfortunately passed away back in 2023. So the basketball court itself, most of y'all have probably seen it as you roam around the city. A basketball court has been in this square since at least 1947, based on the placard. So with that, staff found that the renaming was appropriate in this case and it met all the standards. So with that, staff does recommend that the HSMC recommend approval to the City Council as requested.
Thank you, Kelly. Do any members of the commission have questions for staff?
There is a placard there describing the history of the basketball court.
Yes, sir.
Is this going to be added to that, or will this be a separate new placard?
Based on the plans provided, it'll just be a little name right here by the court itself. So it's not going to be an additional placard on the side, the existing one.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions by commission members for staff? Okay. Is there anyone else here to speak about this particular?
Lucianne Spraker, City of Savannah Municipal Archives. I can speak on behalf of the applicant, City of Savannah. And then also Alderwoman Linda Wilder Bryant initiated the application for the city. It will be a freestanding sign that will identify the name of the basketball court. So completely separate from the historical marker that tells the story of the basketball court being the game that was played there in the 1940s. And I believe that's actually in your staff packet, the wording that's on that plaque. So this is to just name the court separate from the square as a recreational facility in Gator River's honor. So if you have any other questions about the application, from city staff, I'm happy to answer that.
Does anyone have any questions?
No. All right. Thank you.
Is there anyone else here to speak on this issue? Is there anybody online?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Okay. If that's it, you'll have a motion from anybody on the commission.
Eileen, I make a motion to approve the naming of Gator River's square.
This is Randy. I second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries. Thank you so much. All right. Our next petition is about East Savannah Neighborhood Historic Markers.
All right. Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the commission. This is Caitlin Chamberlain. The applicant is requesting approval to install 5 interpretive historical signs at various locations in East Savannah. As stated by the applicant, the East Savannah Historical Markers Project is a series of 5 interpretive signs that help convey the unique history of the East Savannah neighborhood. So the proposed markers include, let me just go so you can see them. This first one is overview of the East Savannah neighborhood. So this is the area where it's the southeast corner of Pennsylvania Avenue and Gwinnett Street. The second one is the Savannah, spot of the Savannah Sports Arena commemorating that area. So this would be the south side of East Gwinnett, just east of the intersection of Wyoming Street. Marker number 3 is the East Savannah Cemetery, eastern end of Alaska Street, marked here. The 4th is the First African Baptist Church of East Savannah, the southwest corner of Gabe Street and Treat Avenue. And the 5th will be the Latson Grocery on the southeast corner of Treat Avenue and Gwinnett Street. So staff reviewed this based on the criteria and found that, you know, it does, as the applicant stated, it meets themes of arts and humanities. The Savannah Sports Arena was a significant sporting and entertainment venue for Savannah prior to the Civic Center opening, hosting local and national athletes and performers of significance. For social and humanitarian, the East Savannah Cemetery marker will discuss the cemetery's history as a burial ground for formerly enslaved individuals and the organization of the Community Club of Savannah to care for this sacred land. For industry and commerce, the Latson Grocery marker touches on the many contributions of those who lived in East Savannah through their professions. Religious history, First African Baptist Church of East Savannah, along with other neighborhood churches like St. Mary's AME Church, East Savannah Church of Christ, Holiness Unto the Lord, and Holy Zion Church of God have been cornerstones on the East Savannah community, encouraging not only a sense of fellowship within the church walls, but within the larger neighborhood. Local history, the entire series of 5 markers help identify the unique story of the East Savannah neighborhood and draw attention to it, starting with marker 1, which sets the tone with the history of its development. And for cultural and ethnic heritage, East Savannah was settled by African American families starting in the 1880s. The neighborhood has a rich history, and the entire series of markers touches on various aspects of the community, from its early development to religion, education, work, and fun. So for the design standard, the proposed markers are mounted on freestanding poles. They will be designed in the style of the Coffee Bluff White Bluff historical markers approved by this committee in 2019. So a photo of these was, as an example, was provided in the submittal packet. The proposed sign series will not be the standard Georgia Historical Society marker style, but in this case, staff finds this is acceptable because the goal is to have an identifiable style tying the series together and to be made in a similar fashion to those Coffee Bluff / White Bluff neighborhood signs. And with that, I think that's pretty much it. You know, this is a city project. The funding has been secured through the Municipal Archives and Transportation Services Departments. Public notice was sent, but no comments were received at the time of this, at the writing of the report and even to this time. So staff recommends that the Savannah Historic Site and Monument Commission recommend approval to the Savannah City Council for the creation and installation of 5 interpretive historical markers throughout the East Savannah neighborhood as requested because the work meets the standards within the master plan and guidelines for markers, monuments, and public art. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Do any commission members have questions for staff? No? Okay. Can we hear from the applicant, please?
Hello again.
Okay, so this has actually been sort of a multi-year project. And again, our Alderwoman Linda Wild O'Brien was sort of the advocate on council for this project, representing her district. Historic Savannah Foundation helped out with this project doing community engagement. And we also relied heavily on the work of Martha Kieber and the Ebb and Flow Project, which I know you're familiar with, which included a lot of historical research and oral histories when that documentation was collected. So we're really excited to bring this forward and document this neighborhood and this community's history through this series of markers. So happy to answer any questions you might have about the research.
Luciana, I'm interested in some of these structures. Are they preserved, or is there a designation that the structure will stay?
Not part of this project. The Latson Grocery building is still there, but it actually has been condemned. So
yeah.
That was sort of a consideration of where we were placing the marker. That's why that marker is not right on the corner. It's kind of set off because it's likely that building's probably not going to survive. The Savannah Sports Arena obviously is already gone. There was consideration about where the markers were placed. The cemetery marker was put out at the end of the street rather going all the way back to where the cemetery actually is.
Mm-hmm.
So people could, you know, read the marker when they're on the street and then kind of, if they want, go back down to the cemetery. The work of the markers is kind of not attached to the work of saving that building. But if the building's gone, we have documented the site and preserved the history of that site. I will also point out that both the Latson grocery marker and the church marker, you'll notice they have subtitles because they're trying to draw in a larger history of education and business and entrepreneurship and religious history, using those two locations to tell a bigger history of the neighborhood and community. It's hard to capture a whole neighborhood's history in just five markers. So.
Oh. Thank you.
Thank you.
I do have one more question, actually. I was going to ask how, since these are based on the materials from the Coffee Bluff, White Bluff markers, how are those materials performing, particularly the posts? So do we think that this is the right material given the climate and everything?
So actually, I went out on site and visited those just maybe 2 months ago and looked at those, and they are doing really well. I mean, I think you might have seen in the picture there was like bird poop on one. But both the signs and the posts look fine. We did get, quotes for the markers and the insulation, and one quote came back just to put the pressure treated posts in the ground. And we're like, no, we're going to put those in concrete. So, little things like that. But the prices for that kind of marker has exploded, which really was interesting. They're holding up really well. So we're looking at, what was that, 2018, 2019? We're looking at, 6 years later, plus years later. And that is probably a harsher climate because it's more marshy out there. So.
Great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions or comments?
I'll just make a comment that I like that you're going to set them apart. They're not going to look like every other Georgia marker, that they'll be part of that neighborhood. That's a good idea.
Well, and there may be a little bit of, knowing that we might be setting a precedent with neighborhoods now and wanting more, so we can't afford to do those types of markers and five of them in every neighborhood. So we have to be mindful of our finances, too.
Good. Thank you.
Well, I found it very interesting to read all of it, even though I'm from here. Of course, I don't remember a lot of those things. So it was really exciting to see that this was a concerted effort to kind of tie things together in that neighborhood.
Yeah.
So thank you. Any other questions? Do we have any other comments by anybody, public, person, or online?
No, ma'am.
Anybody would like to speak?
No, older than I should.
Come on up to the microphone and introduce yourself.
Good afternoon.
My name is Linda Wilder Ryan, and I'm just so happy to be here. And part of my vision for the third district is to continue to leave legacies that will leave footprints of what we were and what we are. And I don't know if you guys are from Savannah, but I actually at the second marker where the it was the first civic center, right? Elvis Presley played there, James Brown, and a whole bunch of people played there. And so I'm saying that history is always going to be made, but we have to preserve that history. And I don't know anybody who doesn't really appreciate Luchana Sprager. She's one of the amazing people that is from Team Savannah. And thank you for teaming with her and the Historical Foundation. We've got to leave footprints, and it's got to be led by our leaders, that we continue to protect communities and value those communities that left amazing things in that community. And so I'm just grateful to be able to stand here and just so happy that I got two things done today. And so thank you very much. I appreciate your time. And Randy Tate lives in my district. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. There are no other questions or comments. Do I have a motion?
Campbell, motion to recommend approval to Savannah City Council for the creation and installation of the 5 interpretive historical markers throughout the East Savannah neighborhood as requested, because the work meets the standards within the master planning guidelines for markers, monuments, and public art.
Randy, Baker, second.
Sorry. Randy?
Oh, I second.
Okay, Randy seconds. All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? No opposed. All right. Thank you very much. Being that those are the only two items on our agenda, I understand we do have applications for October.
I believe we have at least one. So
at least one.
We'll be having a meeting.
Though at this time, as far as we know.
As far as we know. And yeah, Kelly, we'll get the agenda together and send out. Or if something happens where it's not happening, we'll do the same and let you know.
And did you?
And I would like to take a moment to officially introduce our new principal planner, Jody Brown. If you wanted to, sorry to put you on the spot, but if you want to just, you could do probably.
Hi.
Good afternoon, Jody Brown. I've been here now for a month officially.
Okay.
Health insurance kicks in. Woohoo! I have over 20 years of experience. I came from the West Coast. But did some college here and used to visit my brother in Savannah, so I'm familiar with Savannah. And my father's family is actually from Georgia, so I have some roots here. And I'm happy to be here. Thank
Welcome.
You.
Nice to meet you. Welcome. If there is no other business, the meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.